work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, at one point, it looked like you would have to be bipartisan in the Minnesota House because we were staring at 67-67. Well, now, with one individual, Curtis Johnson, out because novel concept, he didn't live in the district. So he said he stepped down, but he never assumed the position. And he never should have run because he wasn't qualified for the job. So until we have another election, you have the Republicans at 67-66. And we have a war of words taking place. Let's bring in Representative Lisa Damuth into the conversation. Lisa, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Are you the next Speaker of the House? Are you the next co-Speaker of the House? Where do you think it stands as of now?
Good afternoon, Chad. Great question. Good to talk with you. Thank you so much for laying out the situation of where we are. We will start session on January 14th. Republicans will hold an organizational majority with 67. And because what you laid out with the candidate that was a member elect temporarily in Roseville, who was never meeting the courts decided this. Mm-hmm. He did not meet the residency requirement. And so they will come in at 66. That gives the Republicans an organizational majority. And so I will be elected as Speaker of the House on the 14th.
Okay. You spoke to the media earlier. So did last year's Speaker of the House, who at one point seemingly was going to be your co-speaker, Melissa Hortman. Let's play. We got a couple sound bites. Let's play this one first and get your react. Go ahead, Dave.
To pretend that they have a majority while acknowledging they can't do a single thing with 67 votes just shows the naivete of their current position.
Melissa Hortman is calling you and your fellow Republicans naive. What do you say?
I would say that the facts prove themselves out right now. They only have 66 members that are eligible to take office on the first day of session, not including the fact that over in Shakopee, we are waiting for a court mm-hmm. decision
yep.
of another race where that Democrat, as things flipped on the Secretary of State that night, Republican won, then zeroed out, went to the Democrat. That, with a recount, shows that the Democrat was up by 14, but 20 ballots were thrown away. And so we have 20 voters over in the Shakopee area that are completely disenfranchised. Going back to can we organize with 67? We can elect a speaker with 67. The Democrats will have 66. While we are still waiting on this other case, Democrats could easily be down to 65. And so to say that we are naive in this, no, this is reality. And it broke the Democrat trifecta, and they are not happy about it.
Okay, but Melissa Hortman is saying that the law, as is written, says that you can't carry out the practical purposes needed of running the House as 67. Is she wrong?
To pass a bill, constitutionally, we need 68 votes, and we recognize that. But if there are 133 members that are in their seats, and we can go ahead and organize the House, we will be able to do so. What we have heard, and maybe you're going to get to this, is that the Democrats have said without a power-sharing agreement, which does not exist at this point because there is not a tie, that they will not show up on day one and they will effectively be on strike.
Well, in
that
fact, can I just stop here? Because I'll play you that exact soundbite. We were in sync.
Perfect.
Here's also what Melissa Hortman said in the last hour.
She never did say that they have a quorum. She knows they don't have a quorum. She assumes that we're going to show up. We're not going to show up and have them illegitimately seize power.
Okay. What happens if on January 14th, I mean, we're talking next week, Melissa Hortman and the 65 other representatives, at least at this point, a total of 66, don't show up? What do you do?
We House Republicans will be in our seats on the 14th at noon to be sworn into office. Just like the Constitution says, that's when we will convene as a legislature. Our voters and the people of Minnesota expect those elected to show up. And so we will be there to put this veiled threat out there saying, if we don't have a power sharing agreement, we're not going to show up to work, is a terrible thing to say to Minnesotans. There is no power sharing agreement needed when there is not a tie. We have 67. They have 66. My expectation is that Democrats will do the right thing for their constituents and show up just like they had talked about back when we needed a power sharing agreement, which is not needed now. When we did, they said, we want to work bipartisan. I would say, go ahead and show us. Do you or do you not? There will be 134 members that can show up that day. 67 Republicans will absolutely be in their seats.
Okay, as of now, and again, this is Representative Lisa Damith, who is either the next Speaker of the House, the next co-Speaker of the House. We're waiting to see, we'll get to the election if it's going to happen on the 28th. So Melissa Hortman is saying, we're not going to show. Do you believe her? Or do you think they're just blowing smoke a little bit? In the end, they're trying to push you into a different position and that they're going to show and they're just talking this way 8 days out?
I think they're grasping for every bit of leverage because they hate the fact that they are no longer in control. What we saw over a complete Democrat trifecta over the last 2 years showed us that they didn't want to work in a bipartisan fashion. And when we thought we were at a tie, they were going to be forced to. I say what this looks like is if already they realize that they are down at least one member, if not two, and they are refusing to work with Republicans, it really brings into question how honest they were being with an actual power sharing agreement. Or is this just a prelude to what it would have been like over for the next 2 years trying to work with Democrats? They have no intent of being bipartisan or working together based on their response in the media today saying they weren't even going to show up and be the representatives that they were elected to be.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. Some of y'all might have heard I made the cross-country move from LA to New York last year, and Wayfair has definitely helped me create the feeling of home wherever I am. I love a cozy couch and a comfy living room that feels like our little sanctuary for our family. And I love vases, I love candles, I love anything that kind of makes you feel at home and peaceful. Anyway, something about me is I love options when it comes to making my home more me. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. Everyone loves a good deal. I mean, who does not want free and fast and easy delivery? Come on. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If they don't show, what will you do?
We will be there ready to work. Secretary of State is the one that presides over the House chamber to get it organized. We have the potential of raising the question, is 68 a true needed quorum number, or the fact that there is only 133? Could it be that only 67 is needed? And we will make sure the ceremonial Speaker of the House to get it organized. I can't imagine that Steve Simon would become political in this quest to get the House organized. So we will move and do everything that we can to get the House organized so we can get to work for the people of Minnesota. That is what they expect us to do.
Will you attempt to punish them in any way if they don't show?
You know, I don't know that there's a need for punishment, but it's expected that you would show up for work. And I would say, if you don't show up for work, why would you need a seat on a committee if you're not going to be there and be part of first day getting everything organized and being sworn in? So not an intent to punish, but it will not be forgotten either by House Republicans or Minnesotans.
Melissa Horman also said that she would fully expect, even if they don't show, that Democrats will continue to get paid. Should they get paid?
Constitutionally, legislative salaries are guaranteed. So, yes, they would get paid. But I would ask Minnesota taxpayers, do you want your taxpayer dollars to go to elected officials that aren't willing to show up and do the work? I don't think they will.
Do you believe
taxpayers are not going to go for that?
We obviously have challenged Governor Walz and this special election for the 28th. Where do you think we're headed with that?
I think it's interesting that Governor Walz did the power play that he did. The statute is very clear that when there is an election contest and a vacancy occurs because of that, that the writ of special election should be issued 22 days after the first day of session. So on January 14th, you count 22 days, and on February 5th, Governor Walz should have called for that special election. House Republicans absolutely want that seat filled, but we want the governor to follow the law in that process. If he was able to follow the law as he should, there is nothing to prevent an organized House from calling that to happen sooner. But he needs to follow the law. We need to organize the House, and then we could potentially move it up. The way that Governor Walz interpreted this and called for this, a person that was never eligible to hold the seat did not resign the seat. That seat did not become vacant until midnight last night when Representative Jamie Becker Finn's term expired. It was never vacant before then.
Yeah, no one took an oath for that. Johnson did not take an oath for that position.
He was ineligible. Yep. Yeah, ineligible to take the oath, according to courts.
This is Representative Lisa Damoth. She might be the next speaker. She might be the next co-speaker. A couple last questions. I'll let you go. Do you see any scenario over the next few days where you and Melissa Horman are going to sit down face-to-face and try to work out a deal?
I am always open to having those conversations. Right now, the deal is House Republicans have 67. House Democrats have 66. We need to come to work. They need to show up. We need to organize the House. I will be speaker, and we will move forward. Anything could be negotiated, but this power play of we're not going to even show up is absolutely ridiculous. I'm happy to sit down and talk with her. We talked yesterday face-to-face. They made an offer that said, hey, let's just treat it as if we're actually tied. And I said, we're not tied. We're not doing it that way. And this is where we sit.
Do you want to hear from the governor?
I would be interested if the governor actually wants to have a functional legislature that's willing to get to work, but I have not heard from the governor. A few weeks ago, I contacted his office and asked for some type of a standing meeting if we could get that moving forward. I think just building that working relationship that could be handled over the next 2 years would be helpful. The governor's office was in receipt of my request. They have not yet contacted me or set anything up.
Let me also ask you about what's happened with fraud in this state. As we know from Feeding Our Future, from the autism centers, that this state has watched hundreds of millions of dollars in fraud on cases that have garnered a lot of attention in our state and all across the country. And there has been criticism at all levels, including towards Governor Walz. Governor Walz late last week set up a new fraud investigative unit and announced a package of other proposals tied to this. What was your assessment of how that played out?
We have been talking about fraud, and it has been known through the Office of Legislative Auditor reports that show within multiple agencies that there is a lack of internal controls that has allowed this to move forward, continued fraud across agencies. We have been sounding the alarm bells on it. And so while the governor had a full Democrat trifecta over the last 2 years and could have made meaningful changes, instead he chose to ignore it or not do what was necessary and come out just over a week before session is going to start with an executive order. I am grateful that he's recognizing that there is almost $1 billion of fraud in the state of Minnesota
and want to do something. But moving people around within the executive branch is not the way to do it. House Republicans will be having a committee that will address fraud and agency oversight, because it's important to remember that the governor, even with the known fraud, has not fired a single commissioner or held anyone accountable. I think it is irresponsible that he waited this long, but yet I am grateful that he finally decided to step up and recognize the issue. The way he's handling it, I don't fully agree with. I think that is going to take conversations. Obviously, it's going to take legislative action, and House Republicans are ready to lead.
Lisa, thanks so much. I appreciate the candor. We'll stay in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chad.
This is Representative Lisa Damoth, who wants to be the next speaker, might be the next speaker, might be the next co-speaker. For me, Dave, Democrats have to show up. Get out of here. I know they're not pleased with how this has worked out, and they still... Tapke might be affirmed for his position, and they clearly are favored in the other race just with the history of Democrats winning. But right now, Dave, it's 67-66.
That is the score.
And I think it's embarrassing if they don't show up. You want to defend that side?
I do not. I do not. Show up for your job. Do your job. And sorry, at least at this point, take the loss, because that's where it stands.
Yeah, you're one short at this point. 51 past 2 on CCO.